continuing our discussions of Hilchos Pesach. So today we're going to continue the discussions of Hilchos Chodesh Nisan. We still haven't actually gotten to Pesach yet, but one of the halachas of Chodesh Nisan that comes up, obviously every year, is the bracha of Birchas Ha'ilanos. And it's a fascinating bracha. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel that Omer of Yehuda, Hayman de Nafik Biyomi Nisan v'chazi ilani to come alav levi, if a person goes out during Nisan and he sees trees that are sprouting, so Omer Baruch Shalom Chiser Ba'olamo Klum U'baru Ba'obrios Tovos V'ilanos Tovos L'snos Ben B'nei Adam. He recites this unusual bracha. So aside from the fact that this bracha clearly has very, very deep Kabbalistic ideas associated with it, and that certainly comes through in reading through the poskim, just on a very simple halachic level, to just even define what category of bracha it fits in is not so clear. Is it a birchas hananin? Is it a birchas shevach? A birchas hoda'ah? Some other type of bracha? You know, and just the halachas of these brachas, the Gemara doesn't give us much information. It says you go out biyomi nisan, and you see ilani dekam alav levi. Is it important that it be dafka in Nisan? Is it important that you are dafka go out, that you go out to see the tree? What if you just happen to be walking down the street and there's a tree that's sprouting? Is that something worth making a bracha on? So it seems that there are indications that this bracha is a birchas hananin, and there are indications that it's decidedly not a birchas hananin. On the one hand, it's listed in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, but in the Gemara, right next to Birchas Hareach. Birchas Hareach are certainly Birchas Hananin. Also, the Nusach of the Bracha actually says, Brios Tavos V'ilanos Lihisna'os Behen B'nei Adam, that we emphasize during the Bracha, that we're getting Hana'a from these trees. But on the other hand, there is no real Hana'a that you get. I mean, you see a tree, so it's not really, it's not like you're eating a snack. You're not really getting anything from it. You see trees all the time, so you see some sprouting. What kind of Hana'a is that? And not only that, whenever you have a Birchas Hari'iya, a bracha that you say on seeing something, it's always a Birchas HaShavach. It's never a Birchas Hananin. You don't close your eyes and then make the bracha on the rainbow and then open your eyes and see the beautiful rainbow. It's never a Birchas Hananin when it comes to Birchos Hari'iya. On the other hand, maybe there are indications that it's Birchas Shevach Vahoda'a, but it's hard because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't put it together with the other Birchos Shevach Vahoda'a. Not only that, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Chaf Hei says that there are a lot of Birchos Hari'iya that the minhag is not to recite, but we don't find any such minhag not to recite Birchas Ha'ilanos, to just ignore Birchas Ha'ilanos. So it seems to be somewhat different. So it could be that it's a Birchas Hoda'ah, maybe not Shevach, but maybe Hoda'ah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Peros that we're going to benefit from, or maybe even more like a Shechianu, that it's a Hoda'ah that we've arrived at springtime, which is a very positive time. There are a lot of good vibes during springtime. It's Chodesh HaGeula during Chodesh Nisan, so it seems to be that might be a Hoda'ah. Rav Asher Weiss, in his Minchas Asher Chelek Gimel, Chuvas Minchas Asher Chelek Gimel, Simen Yod Dalet Os Aleph, points out that it doesn't fit a regular Birchas Hari'iya, because a Birchas Hari'iya normally comes with a sense of hispa'alus, that you're mispa'el from what you saw. You saw something and it blew you away. You see the Yamagadol, you see the Grand Canyon, you see a tree, it doesn't really blow you away. So says Rav Asher Weiss, what it seems to be is that it's a bracha on Chidush Habriya v'chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu shekichlos yimei hachoref hakarim shebehem atzei apri heim b'tardema ve'ena motziim pri ubuchodesh ha'aviv ha'ilanos shuv melav levim umotziim perach aleinu lahodos HaKadosh Baruch Hu al chasadav hamerubim shuzan umefarnes eskola olam betuvo, that we're so excited about a new season, about hope sprouting with the new season of spring after a long, dark, cold winter, that it's a bracha more about the season. He says, you know, it's like Birchas HaLevana. Seeing the Levana, it's not like, oh, yay, there's a moon in the sky. No, but it's what it represents, that it represents a sense of Ischadshus, that there's this renewal that happens each and every month. So this is an annual renewal that we're excited about. Now, and that maybe explains why it doesn't even have to be a nice tree. The Mishnah Brura in the Sharatzion in Reish Chavei Sivkat Lam Gimel says that we're not noeg to say the bracha of Shakachalo Ba'olamo on nice trees, unless they are, or even on nice brios, unless they are spectacular. But Birchas Ha'ilanos doesn't have to be so spectacular, because it's not about how beautiful the tree is. It's about what the tree represents and the season of the year that we are zocha to arrive at. So I was just thinking, I wrote this in my sefer, and most of this based on what Rav Asher Weiss writes, that there are many nafgaminas between the different possibilities of what type of bracha Birchas Ha'ilanos might be. Almost any discussion you find in Poskim related to Birchas Ha'ilanos could in some way go back to this chakira of what kind of bracha Birchas Ha'ilanos is. I think there might be 7 nafgaminas. I'm not sure, it could be only 6, but I think there might be 7 nafgaminas in terms of Birchas Ha'ilanos. I realize that it freezes for some people sometimes, and I appreciate the feedback. I'm going to keep going. It will be recorded. It would just be too difficult to stop every time it freezes. So bear with me if you don't mind. It'll be on Y Torah later if you miss some parts. One nafkamina might be whether one is yotze the Birchas Ha'ilanos when one recites the bracha of Shechianu, which is a strange thing to say. But the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that they're noeg to be somech on the bracha of Shechianu when you eat the fruit, and that way you don't have to recite a Birchas Ha'ilanos. So the poskim are very unhappy about this. They say it must be a typo in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He can't possibly mean it. And Rav Asher Weiss has a whole explanation of where the typo came from and what it meant to say. So that's all true. But if the Iker bracha of Birchas Ha'ilanos is like a Birchas Hananin, so of course you're not going to pater it with a Shechianu. But if you're going to say that the whole essence of the bracha is that we've arrived at Hazman Hazeh, we've arrived at this time of renewal and spring and hope and positivity, which is something we could all use a lot of right now. So if we arrive at that time, that's what we're reciting a bracha on. So Shechianu is basically the same idea. It's basically the same theme. So that might be one nafkamina, whether there's any defense for that supposed comment of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Another nafkamina might be, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, Hayotze biyome Nisan. Someone who goes out biyome Nisan recites this bracha. The Ritva and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph says, no, when the Gemara says yome Nisan is lav dafka. And in fact, most of the poskim assume that the Shulchan Aruch was just borrowing the lashon of the Gemara, and even the words yome Nisan in the Shulchan Aruch are lav dafka. However, the Chidah in Birkei Yosef, Reish Chavav, Sif Beis, says, no, can only be B'chodesh Nisan. I don't care, Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, wherever you live, it doesn't matter. The only time you can say this bracha is Chodesh Nisan. So this too might be a nafgamina, because if the bracha is a Birchas Hananin, the Simchas Hari'iyah, so then whenever you're happy to see a tree that is now producing fruits, you would say the bracha. But if it's on a particular tkufa, a Chodesh HaGu'ula, a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria, that it's a time of renewal, so it could be that such a thing only applies during Chodesh Nisan. Now, to be clear, we're listing 7 nafkaminas. It doesn't necessarily have to be consistent, meaning some of these may not be nafkaminas. So you don't have to line up and say, if you hold one of these, then you hold all, if you hold like one side in one of these, then you hold like that side in all of them. It's just a way of making for easy lumdus. And what happens with easy lumdus very often is inaccurate lumdus. But it's kishmak, so that's why we do it anyway. So a third possible nafkamina, and this Rav Vosner brings up in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav, Simen Nun Gimel, Oz Dalid. He raises the possibility, he discusses someone who said a Birchas Ha'ilanos on an Ilan Srak, on a tree that doesn't bear any fruit. And he wanted to know, does he need to say another Birchas Ha'ilanos? So Rav Vosner raises the possibility that you could be Yotzei Birchas Ha'ilanos even on an Ilan Srak, and not only that, even if you didn't see any tree. You just said the bracha, it could be that you're Yotzei. How on earth could that possibly, it doesn't say in the Gemara that that you're not Yotzei on Ilan Srak. It says, Lehonos ben b'nei Adam. It could be that you get a hana'a from a non-fruit-bearing tree. You enjoy the shade of a non-fruit-bearing tree. You enjoy the lumber that's produced by a non-fruit-bearing tree. There are other ways that you could enjoy a non-fruit-bearing tree. But it could be that such a bracha would only be shayich if it's a birchas hashavach. But if it's a birchas hanenin or birchas hasimcha on Re'iyas ha'ilan, so it could be that one would not be yotze with a bracha on an ilan struck. Certainly if it's a bracha, one could argue the other way. If it's a bracha on the hana'ah that you're going to get from the fruit, so then one would not be yotze. But if it's just about the season of renewal, so we attach it to a tree. But it's really a bracha about the season, and then it could be that the bracha would work regardless. A fourth possible nafkamina, Rabbi Kiveger in the Sagos on Shulchan Aruch is not sure, are you yotze with a tree that's still in its arla years? Arla is the first 3 years, the peros of a tree are aser, the aser ba'achila and the aser ba'anal, but you're not allowed to certainly eat the fruits of arla, so you can't get hana'ah from those fruits. Can you still recite a bracha on such a tree? So if you say that, and Rav Asher Weiss points this out as a nafkamina, that if you say that the bracha is on the hischadshus habriya during tkufas nisan, so why do I care whether the tree is arla or not? It's about the bria. But if it's about the hana'ah that one is going to get from the tree, ilanos tavos lihisna'os ben b'nei adam, that this is a tree that I plan on getting hana'ah from and deriving hana'ah from, so maybe not. Maybe you would not say a bracha on a tree that's arla. Actually came across from Nissen Kaplan raises a similar shaila, not about arla, but he says, what if you have a raspberry bush or a tree that has that produces fruits that have a major bedikas tolaim issue, where you believe your poskim tell you that there's no way to clean those fruits from bugs? So would you say that you can't say a birchas if you can't say on arla? Would you say the same thing on a fruit tree that you hold you're not allowed to eat any of the fruits? I was once with my sister who lives in Ramat Eshkol and my brother-in-law at a restaurant. And they picked the restaurant because whatever's kosher for me isn't kosher for them. And my brother-in-law looked at the menu and he saw that in the dessert menu there was an option for something with strawberries. And he said, "We're leaving." He just walked out of the restaurant, and that was it. That was the other, the fact that they offered an option for strawberries. So there are there are those that hold that. The joke has been going around, but I think the first one to make it was my father. You know, when Israel, we got to look for humor in times like these. When Israel said you can only have 10 people in one house, in one place, my father said, "I wonder which two kids she's going to get rid of." But anyway, going back to our discussion, I got sidetracked a little bit there. When you have a fruit tree that all the fruits have a tolayim issue, so if the birchas ilanos is a birchas hananin, and you know, the reason you don't say a bracha on arla is because you can't get hanav from it. It could be that you wouldn't say a bracha on a pri that has tolayim. But if the reason you don't say a bracha on arla is because lihisna'os ben b'nei adam, it's just the nusach doesn't work. Well, the nusach does work for a raspberry bush, even if you hold that you have no way to get that hana'ah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely created this as a kosher food. You just haven't yet figured out a way to remove all the non-kosher things that are attaching themselves to the food. So that might be a nafkamina. A sixth potential nafkamina, we're running out of time here, sixth potential nafkamina might be the Rav Neventzal in his Mishra Brura B'Yitzchak Yikare discusses, what if you have a tree that grew be'isser? It was kalayim, that it was not allowed to be planted. He said, how could you say a bracha on such a thing? So maybe that also depends on if it's about season of the year. So it's not about the tree, it's about the season. But if it's hana'ah, that I'm saying a birchas hananin on the hana'ah that this tree is providing me, so maybe ein ze mevarech eliminates. And a final nafkamina, Kafachayim says that you don't say the birchas hilanos on Shabbos. Why? A chashash that you might come to detach some of the fruit from the tree. So again, if the bracha is on the hischadshus of the tkufas hashana, and it's really got nothing to do with the peros of the tree, maybe there's less of a chashash that you're going to come to take off some of the peros. But if the bracha is like a birchas hananin, and that you're so happy to see these peros that you look forward to eating, so maybe the chashash is a greater chashash. Now certainly though, when the ilan dekamalavlevi, when you just see it's starting to sprout, it's not shayach yet to pull off the peros from the tree, but nevertheless, that's what the Kaf HaChaim says. So if anyone is interested in getting more detailed information on that, Hakona Olamo Chelek Beis, Simin Chaf Aleph. But Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with other halachos relating to Chodesh Nisan. I hope the audio wasn't too bad, and thank you everyone very much for joining. Take care.
Take care. Take care. Take care. Take care.